好，我相信弟兄姊妹都知道今天是一个什么日子。
I trust you all know what kind of day is today.
今天是三月八号，妇女节。
A woman's day.
很多姊妹们都不知道。这个是台湾呢，还是国际妇女节？我猜想是国际的哈。所以虽然我们人不在台湾。在美国的妇女也应该好好的庆祝今天才对。
We believe this is an international Women's Day, so even though we're not in Taiwan, we know it celebrates in Taiwan. Here we can do the same.
我们知道，东方人，特别是我们中国人，那么几千年来差不多都是男人为主的一个社会结构。
This whole world, especially in China.We are predominantly with the concept of male-dominated society.
连圣经的背景的文化，犹太人的文化，也是一个重男轻女的文化。
The Jewish culture was also emphasizing more of a male role than that of a female.
但是非常稀奇的，若是我们好好的读圣经，我们会发现圣经并不是这样教导。
However, if you study the Bible closely, you will find a different teaching.
圣经从来没有抹杀过姐妹们或者妇女们的地位。
The Bible has never made any attempt to diminish the role of ladies or a woman.
当我在想到这个三月八号妇女节的时候
，As I was thinking about this very special day today,
我就想到在台湾中华民国的老蒋总统的一段往事。
Then reminded me a story about the late President Chiang, the old one.
当他
father,
the old one,
Father Chiang.
当他在西安事变的时候，有一天早上他在看圣经。
You recall during the Xi'an incidents where the rebelling soldier captured him.
那么他读到耶利米三十一章二十二节，有一句话吸引了他的注意力。
And he was reading his Bible. He came to Jeremiah.Chapter 33, and one of the verse has caught his attention.
31. 那么在那一章圣经里面提到说，耶和华要在地上做一件新的事情。这个新的事情是什么呢？就是上帝要兴起女人来护卫男人。
And it was recorded clearly here in Jeremiah chapter 31 that the Lord will create a new thing on earth. What is it that He's creating? They're creating a thing that a woman.Will protect a man.
我常常说我们这个教会是圣经教会，发现了很多时候弟兄姊妹听讲道的时候不太看圣经。
This is a Bible church. I dearly hope that you all will study your Bible diligently.
耶利米书三十一章二十二节，姐妹们起码要看。
Especially our sisters should pay attention to that verse.
果然在西安事变的时候，上帝就用一个女人来护卫这个老蒋总统。
Yes, indeed. If you recall the history, in that very particular incident, the Lord has indeed used a woman to protect the late President Jiang.
我们如果知道西安事变的话，我们就知道蒋夫人在这件事情上面扮演一个很重要的一个角色。
If you recall the history, you'll realize how his wife, Madame Chiang, had played such an important role in helping and relieving him.
所以虽然今天是一个国际庆祝妇女的日子，但愿我们在教会里面也不看清姐妹们、妇女们所占的地位。
Whether this is an international day in warrant for international celebration or not, here in our church, we indeed should pay our tribute.To the role that our sisters are playing.
我们搬进新堂以后，有许多的工作也朝向新的方向发展。
Once we move into this new church, our church also has a new direction in terms of work assignments.
从来没有像今年一样，我们今年要有一天的姐妹退休会，这是我们破天荒破纪录的一次。
For example, after we moved to this church, to this new church building, we held our that once the very first sisters retreat.
所以换句话说，教会也是合圣经的，我们很看重妇女的地位。
We indeed pay our attention and emphasize the role that our sisters are playing.
请各位，特别是姐妹们，不，我希望弟兄们也注意，因为跟你也有关系。5月9号那天，我们有一天的妇女姐妹退休会。
So May 9th, and please take note, and we will hold our first sisters retreat.
很难得请到史希生师母，就是迪然女士来做那一天的讲员。
The special speaker is going to be Mrs. 石。
那么去年本来他答应来，后来因为他有 cancer， 所以他去年不能来，所以他说今年可以来，所以我们要特别为他祷告。
It was 1 year delay because of her health, and Mrs. Shi is a famous author.
为什么说弟兄们也要注意呢？
Why do I say that the brothers also should take note?
如果弟兄在那一天不帮忙的话，姐妹也来不了，对不对？
And because you have to play your role in order for your better half.To have a chance to participate.
所以五月九号那天，请弟兄们特别注意。如果老板请你出差，或者说老板请你加班，你说我不能去，因为那天我家里面已经加班了。
So all the brothers should have to stay at home to take care of your home.
那么也告诉老板说，我们中国男人也悔改了。实在为着这些姐妹们，我们感谢主。
We want to thank the Lord because He had created the sisters.
好不好？我们一同起立，我们特别用一点点时间为姐妹们祷告。我们一同
起立。Let us rise and pray.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
因为你是照着你的形象，造男又造女。
Because you have created all of us, either male or female.According to your image.
我们知道男女有别。
Even though there is a distinction.
我们知道男女各有他独特的地方。
Because we all have a different characters.
但是这句话提醒我们，我们若是要彰显上帝的形象，男女都有责任。
But here it reminded us, if we are going to manifest the image of God, we all have the same responsibility.
主啊，我们再一次在今天3月8号妇女节的时候，我们为姐妹感谢你。
Once again, on this very special day, we want to thank you because you have created a woman.
我们看见在他们的温柔里面显出他们的刚强。
Because we see their strength through their tenderness.
我们从他们的文静的里面，我们看见他们的智慧。
Through their quietness, we can see their wisdom.
主啊，他们的谦卑也让我们更体会到他们的伟大。
Through their humbleness, that we can realize how great they are.
天父在过去200多年宣教的历史里面。
Yes, indeed, Lord, through many years of preaching the gospel.
这些 missionaries, 主啊，有许许多多都是姐妹。
Their many missionaries are women.
他们放弃了他们的家园。
They gave up their homeland.
他们放弃了他们的前途。
They gave up their otherwise career.
他们为着福音的缘故，到穷乡僻壤，到许许多多落后的地方，传扬你的福音。
For the sake of the gospel, they traveled throughout the world to many places that other people would not want to do, but they preached the gospel there.
今天主啊，我们站在你面前。
Lord, we stand before you this morning.
我们心里面都可能想到一个或者两个在我们的生命当中对我们很有影响的姐妹。
Maybe we will come to think of one or maybe two women they have greatly influenced us.
可能是我们的母亲，可能是我们的妻子。
Our mother, or maybe our wives.
可能是我们教会里面一个宣教士，或者是一位姐妹。
Maybe a missionary, or maybe a sister in our church.
主啊，你接纳我们的祷告。
Lord, please accept our prayer.
为着他们，我们谢谢你。
For them, because of them, we want to thank you.
把以下的时间恭敬地交在主你手中。
Yes, we respectfully put forth our following time in your hands.
向我们说话。
Speak to us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。刚才我在祷告的时候，真的我心里面想到一两位在过去30年我信仰的体验里面影响我的姐妹。
I wasn't joking because I really came to think of a few sisters who had greatly influenced me.
在今天这样的一个时间，我带着弟兄姊妹一起为着这样对我们有影响的一个姐妹，我们向神献上感谢。
I want to thank the Lord especially for those who have influenced me.
请各位再翻回约翰福音17章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
在最近这几个礼拜，我在思想整个约翰福音第十七章的时候
，As I was meditating upon this chapter,
我实在觉得里面有相当很深的一个感受。
I have received some thoughts very deeply.
因为主耶稣在当年献上这个祷告的那个时候的背景
，The background of the time. when Jesus was offering this prayer,
相当的特别。
It was very a special background.
那么待会儿我会提到为什么当时耶稣祷告的时候他心情的那种光景。
And I will later describe why he would have the way he was thinking about.
有人说这个叫做大祭司的祷告。
And many would refer to this as a high a priestly prayer.
也有人说这是主耶稣要跟他的门徒分离，那么那个时候那种分离的感觉使他不能把那种感觉呈现在天父面前的这样一个祷告。
And some would say this is a reflection of Jesus had when he was prepared to leave his disciples behind.
第一节到第五节很明显的在祷告里面耶稣为自己祷告。
Verses 1 through 5, it was clear he was praying for himself.
第六节到十九节他为他的门徒祷告。
Verses 6 through 19,He was praying for his disciples.
二十节到二十六节，他为教会祷告。
Verses 20 to 26, he was praying for his church.
虽然前面五节提到他自己
，although the first five verses mentioned mainly of himself，
但是非常明显的，我们就这样读过去，我们可以看到上帝是整个那五节的中心。
Yes, clearly, when we read through these five verses, we see the Lord is the focus.Of his prayer.
换句话说，他是从上帝的角度，从上帝的眼光来看他自己。
In other words, he was viewing himself from the perspectives of the Lord.
在还没有做基督徒，甚至做了基督徒以后，我们都多多少少有所谓祷告的经验。
Before or after you become a Christian, you must have the experience of praying.
为什么要祷告呢？
Why do we pray?
很明显的，很直接的答案就是我有需要。
A direct answer is because you pray because you need.
或者跟我有关的事情有需要，或者跟我有关的人有需要，所以我来祷告。
Whether the things related to you or people that related to you with needs, therefore you pray.
但是主耶稣在这里给我们看见一个榜样，他不是从自我的需要的角度来看，是从上帝的需要的角度来献上祷告。
But here the Lord has set an example that he prayed not because of his own needs, but because of a needs.From the Lord's point of view.
所以单单前面五节我们就看见五次提到上帝的荣耀，荣耀这两个字。
So the words like the Lord and the glory of the Lord was mentioned repetitively for the first five verses.
那在这个礼拜我在看再一次看这五节圣经的时候，
As I review these five verses for the past week,
我有一个很深的感动，就是耶稣称上帝的在祷告里面的称呼。
I was deeply moved by the way that JesusMentioned the Lord.
他称上帝为父啊，圣洁的父啊，公义的父啊。
He called him the Lord, the Lord of righteousness and Lord of glory.
弟兄姊妹，祷告的称呼，在祷告的这个里面，我们的称呼肯定我们祷告的对象到底是谁。
The way we call the person who receives our prayer then affirms.The position this person has in our heart.
我常常发现在今天基督徒的整篇的祷告里面，
I often realize as a Christian is praying,
最没有意义的就是在称呼神的时候的那个名字的那个时候是最没有意义的。
The place that we pay least attention to is the way we call on to the person we're praying to.
我们有没有听见一个人在祷告里面祷告一句就说主啊，祷告一句就说主啊？我觉得他是用主啊这两个字来想下面要讲什么话。
Very often when a person is repeatedly calling the Lord, that signifies the time he needs to work out what he's going to say next.
所以换句话说，当我们在祷告的时候，我们对祷告的对象的称呼是一个非常非常重要的一件事情。
So this tells us how important it is to call down the name of the person who is receiving our prayer.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Give you a simple example.
那是发生在以前在台湾。
This happens in Taiwan.
有一个大学团契的主席，他是主席是选出来的。
A chairperson of a Christian fellowship. He was elected to be the
chairperson. 他做基督徒已经做了大概有十年。
He has been a Christian for maybe perhaps 10 years.
有一天我在你的传奇里面讲到祷告的信息。
And one day I was preaching in that fellowship talking about prayer.
讲完以后我说你们有什么问题可以问我。
And afterwards and I asked him, do you have any questions?
那么很多人问完了问题散会了。
And after the questions were asked and answered, and they were dispersed.
这个主席跑来找我。
This chairperson came over to ask me.
他说李牧师我有一个跟祷告有关系的问题不好意思当众问你因为我是主席。
He says, Pastor Lee, I have a question I want to ask you, but I feel embarrassed to ask you in front of the others.
他说我做了十年的基督徒，我也祷告了十年，但是我不知道阿们的意思是什么。
He said, I have prayed for 10 years, I've been a Christian for 10 years, I do not know the meaning of Amen, how we end the prayer.
所以从那一次开始，我心里面有一个很深很深的一个感触。
So from that time on, my heart is deeply bothered.
对基督徒来讲，祷告是一个最容易的事，也是一个最难的事。
For Christians, praying may be the easiest, may also be the most difficult thing for a Christian to do.
因为你一做基督徒，你就会祷告。
Because once you become a Christian, you should know how to pray.
因为你是透过祷告而做基督徒的。
Simply because through prayer, you become a Christian.
对不对？我信耶稣，我现在接受耶稣，这就是一个祷告。
When you say, I accept you, Jesus, that is a prayer.
但是呢，我们学一辈子，我们发现我们在属灵的操练里面最软弱的一个也是祷告。
However, prayer is also a lifelong learning process.
那么我们看这一段的圣经，到底这五节圣经里面，主耶稣谈到一些什么事情？
Then let's focus on what Jesus was talking about in these five verses.
我把它分成三段来跟大家一起分享。
I have divided it into three sections.
第一节到第三节是讲到第一段。
The first sections includes verse 1 through 3.
他在这里说使儿子能够荣耀你，正如你赐给他权柄，后面说去传福音说的。
So the to glorify you by your son.
那么他说正如如何如何如何，在 NIV 的翻译里面把它翻成 for, F-O-R, 就是说因为你让我去传福音，所以我能够荣耀你。
It says here, glorify your son that your son may glorify you for or because you granted him authority.
什么叫做神的荣耀呢？
What do we mean by the glory of God?
我想这样的定义大家会同意。
I believe you will agree with me on this definition.
就是指上帝心里面那个最高的满足叫做神的荣耀，对不对？
If we can make the Lord to be satisfied, to feel satisfied, we have glorified him.
我们说基督徒要荣耀神。
We said that Christians need to glorify
our Lord. 我们说这个教堂要荣耀神。
We think a church should glorify God.
什么意思呢？
What do we mean by that?
就是说让这个个人，让这个教堂能够让上帝的心得到最高的满足，这个叫做神得着荣耀。
The Lord are glorified or is because the Lord is deeply satisfied with this individual and or with his church.
所以第一节到第三节很清楚的给我们看见怎么样能够满足上帝的心。
So verses 1 through 3 has taught us clearly how we can make the Lord glorified.
弟兄姊妹，除了传福音以外，没有一件事情真正能够满足天父的心。
Besides preaching gospels, there is nothing else can make our Lord satisfied.
传福音可以荣耀上帝。
Preaching gospel can glorify God.
这一次我到厦门去。
This time I went to 厦门。
想到三十年前的一段往事。
That reminded me what I experienced about 30 years ago.
当我站在鼓浪屿的那个山顶的时候。
As I stood on top of a mountain next to a shoreline.
我往东边看，看到我曾经在那边待过十个月的小金门和大胆。
I look eastward, I see that small island. About 30 years ago, I spent 10 months on it.
1961年大学毕业以后，我到服兵役就到了小金门。
1961, after I graduated from college, I went to that island to serve as a reserve officer.
我记得非常的清楚，常常在傍晚的时候，我一个人走到小金门的山顶上，在一个破烂的碉堡的上面，拿着圣经，拿着诗歌，在那边亲近神。
I vividly remembered at the end of each day how I carried my hymnal and my Bible, went up to the top of a mountain.And to glorify God.
我记得非常的清楚，那是一个被废弃的一个碉堡，但是那碉堡是在整个小金门最高的一个点上。
That was a deserted bunker, but the bunker was right on the top of the mountain.
因为那个碉堡是这个地势很好，所以它是一个联合的一个碉堡，所以有炮兵、有步兵、有各种的兵种在那边做观察战用。
So that bunker becomes a tower for.Observation purposes for a variety of services.
它地势好，所以也给对岸的这个炮呢，也是比较容易看到，所以你就作为好像靶一样，炮靶一样，就专门往那个碉堡打。
And this goes both ways because it's in a good position to observe, therefore it's also in a good position to receive shots.
那么那我在金门的时候，为什么那个碉堡没有人呢？因为盛传那个碉堡闹鬼闹得很厉害。
And that was a deserted bunker because that was called a haunted bunker.
所以他们就没有人赶到那边。那么你闹鬼你怕，那我这个信上帝的人不怕鬼，所以我每个晚上夕阳西下的时候就到那边去。
Some maybe afraid of ghosts, but I'm a Christian, so I went up there after the dark.
因为闹鬼的地方是最安静的地方，因为没有人会来打扰你。
And no one would disturb me. It's also a very quiet place.
常常我坐在那个碉堡上面。我从左边一直看到右边，那个时候的感觉，30年前，面朝着神州，眺望着大陆，那个时候的心情非常非常的复杂。
My feeling at those times, as I stood on top of that bunker, I can observe across the ocean where my homeland was. I was deeply touched.
我不会忘记，不止十次，我对着。小金门的对岸流着眼泪，我说主啊，对面是我的骨肉，对面是我的同胞，他们今天不在耶稣基督福音能够达到的地方。
Perhaps more than 10 times with my tears I look across the ocean and saw the other side. I said, Lord, they are my kinsmen, they are the same people with my same blood, but they don't know gospel.
我在那里想，我说如果我幸运可以活80岁的话
，If I could be fortunate enough to live 80 years，
我那个时候想，我有60年的时间要活，我要怎么活
？And I would then, from at that point, have about 60 years to live, and how would I spend my life？
弟兄姊妹，一个人做基督徒，不是单单解决所谓来生的问题。
Brothers and sisters, as a Christian, you're not just going to solve the problems of your next life.
神拯救我们，对我们的今生有他的目的。
The Lord has saved us and saved us also for a purpose of this world.
我们怎么样能够肯定这个目的，让我们能够满足神的心意？这个叫做荣耀神。
How can we affirm this purpose and be satisfying with the Lord about what we do here on this earth? This means to glorify Him.
我1958年把自己完全奉献给主。
1958, I have dedicated myself to the Lord.
我在1961年，我再一次把自己奉献给主。
1961, I rededicated myself to the Lord.
1958年，为着神的爱，我把自己奉献给主。
1958, for the Lord's love, I have dedicated myself to Him.
我1961年，弟兄姊妹，我为着中国把自己奉献给主。
1961, for China, for Chinese.I have rededicated myself.
将近三十年。
For almost 30 years now.
我现在回过头来看约翰福音17章1节到3节。
As I look back to John 17 verses 1 through 3.
我心里面有一个很深的一个负担。
My heart is reburdened again.
我说主啊，但愿我真是知道怎么样把福音传给我的同胞，来满足你心最深处的那个需要。
Lord,Help me to know that how I can spread the gospel to my kinsmen so that would deeply satisfy you.
上个礼拜我已经稍微讲过这一部分。
I have touched upon this topic last week.
我们看第二点第四节。
Let's turn to verse 4.
主耶稣说我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已经成全了。请大家注意听 NIV 的翻译是怎么翻的。
It says here in NIV version in English, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the workYou gave me to do.
好，请大家注意这个 by 字，请张弟兄再念一遍，请注意这个 by 这个字。
I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
他说我可以荣耀你，因着什么荣耀你呢？ By completing the work that you asked me to do. 借着你托付我的工作，成全的那个工作，我就可以荣耀你。
Yes, I have brought you the glory. That is because I have completed the work.You gave me to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们注意一件事情：上帝从第一个这个第一节到第三节，我们看见上帝要我们每一个人都做传福音的人。
Yes, indeed, from verse 1 through 3, the Lord wants all of us to be the one to spread the gospel.
但是不一定要我们每一个人都做传道人、做牧师。
But it doesn't really imply that each and every one of you have to be a full-time minister.
每一个人都要传道，但是不一定每一个人都要做传道人。
Everyone should spread the gospel, but not everyone can become or should become a preacher.
所以这一节圣经提醒我们什么呢？
So what this verse reminds us of?
第一节到第三节是提到基督徒传福音的责任。
Verse 1 through 3 mentioned about the responsibility of Christians.
那么第四节是提到基督徒在他的工作岗位上，不管是在他的事业和他的职业上面的责任。
And the verse 4 mentioned about your responsibility regardless of what you do.
你在教会的侍奉是上帝所关心的。
Your work in the church is indeed cared by the Lord.
你在教会外面的事业也是上帝所关心。
Your professional career outside of the rim of a church is also concerned by the Lord.
传道将近三十年的时间里面，我一直发现中国教会有一个很大的危机。
Preaching for nearly 30 years, I have seen a tremendous crisis within Chinese churches.
中国教会的危机是什么呢？
What is the crisis of a Chinese church?
就是我们把教会里面、教会外面那个楚河汉界画得非常的清楚。
Because we see such a strong and distinctive dividing line between in the church and out of church.
所以井水不可以犯河水，风马牛不相及的。
The well water and the river waters will never be mixed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我觉得这是一个很严肃的一个我们在信仰上面要检讨的地方。
But this is indeed a very serious question we all should have a chance to examine.
我们不可以，这也是不对的，单单在礼拜堂里面做基督徒。
We should not, we should never be a Christian and Christian only within the walls of a church.
我们今天要很清楚地看见我们事业上所扮演的角色，我们在生活上所扮演的角色，需要是从上帝那边来的。
In each and any and every kind of a role you play, whether at home or at your jobs, it all comes from the Lord.
你做一个做买卖生意的人。
You are perhaps a businessman.
你做一个医生。
You are a physician.
你是一个专业的人才。
You are a professional.
甚至你是一个所谓 homemaker。我们以前说家庭主妇，我们现在用个比较积极的字来讲，是 make home 的人。不管你是做什么事情。
Yes, indeed, a homemaker is also a profession.
我们必须要有很清楚的基督教的职业观。
We should all have a very positive view of a Christian professionalism.
你说李牧师，难道你不知道吗？今天不是我们选职业的时候，今天是职业选我们的时候。
Pastor Lee, this is not a time that we can choose a profession. It is a time whether the job will hire me or not.
我不能说祷告了以后很清楚，神要我到王安工作。
Maybe after much of a prayer, and the Lord has told me I should work for Wang.
人家王安不要你啊。
But Wang would never want to
offer. 你再祷告没用。所以李牧师，你要弄清楚啊，今天是职业找我，不是我找职业的时代。
This is an era that you cannot clearly define where you want to work.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But dear brothers and sisters,
我们相不相信
？Do we believe?
上帝。是全地的上帝。
The Lord is the Lord of the whole earth.
我们相不相信上帝是基督徒的上帝，也是非基督徒的上帝？
The Lord is the Lord of Christians as well as non-Christians.
箴言书告诉我们说，君王的心在龙沟里面随意流转。
And the proverb says that the heart of the king is swimming in the river arbitrarily.
这很有意思哈，君王的心是可以随意流转的。
See, the heart of the king can move around arbitrarily according to what he wants.
他要这样就这样，他要那样就那样。
He can do anything the way he likes.
但是圣经是很有幽默感。
Yet, the Bible also has a sense of humor.
圣经告诉我们说，在龙沟里面随意流转。
And that says the only within the confine of the pool.
这个叫做自由意志被这个预定论所限制了。
So the king, the heart of a king is indeed free, but only free within the confines.
今天很多人说自由意志跟预定论两个是水跟油掺不在一起的。
And maybe these are the two different theories, and you want to combine them together.
但是那节圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，龙沟是预定论，随意流转是自由意志。所以我们看见这是一个很美的一个两个似乎矛盾的神学思想放在一起。
Yeah, but we see you can be free, but you can be also free only within the confinement.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督在这里提醒我们说，我们今天在地上成全他托付我们的事，就是荣耀神。
And here says by completing the work that the Lord has given us to do, that is to glorify him.
也根据这一节圣经。
Also, according to this verse,
我们做学生的要把我们的学业做得最好。
As a student, we should do the best, as a student.
我们办事的要把事情办得最好。
Being any kind of business, ought to do the best we can in that profession.
我们不管在任何的行业的公司里面。
Regardless of what you do,
我们应该常常听到老板对别人对我们说以下这句话。
We should like to hear very frequently how our boss would say this to others as well as to us.
他办事我放心。
If he takes care of things, and I can trust him.
为什么可以有这样的一句话呢？
Why would such a statement come about?
因为在我的本分上把这件事情做得最好。
Because I have done the best I can to within my ability.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们基督徒应该有的基督教的职业观。
This is indeed the proper attitude for all the Christian professionals.
好几年前我讲过一个过去的一个见证。
A few years ago, I mentioned about a testimony.
我在一个国中一个初中的学校的这个团契跟他们领一个聚会。
I was leading a fellowship meetings. For a middle school student.
那么那天的题目就是说主耶稣会不会再来，他要说会再来，那么我们就问他们说主耶稣再来的时候他看见基督徒在做什么，他主耶稣得到最大的荣耀，心里最满足。
Okay, the question was, do you believe the Lord is going to come again? And everyone said yes. Then we asked him the question, what do you think the Lord will be most satisfied when he comes down and sees that what you're doing?
因为主心里最满意就是他的荣耀得到最高的时候，所以我就问他们这个问题。
The Lord will be most satisfied if he gets glorified. Yes. Then we ask him the question, what do you think the Lord will be most satisfied when he comes down and sees that what you're doing?
因为主心里最满意就是他的荣耀得到最高的时候，所以我就问他们这个问题。
The Lord will be most satisfied if he gets glorified. So I ask him this question.
有一个孩子举手说读经。
One kid raised his hand and says, "Why I'm reading the Bible?" And
就是主耶稣再来的时候。
When Lord is coming this moment,
我现在读正在读约翰福音十七章。
I was just there. I'll be just there reading John chapter 17.
主耶稣说好孩子。
The Lord would say, "You're a good boy."
另外一个人举手。
Another person raised his hand.
他说当主耶稣再来的时候。
When the Lord is come again,
我跪在那边。
I will be kneeling down.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Heavenly Father, may your name be glorified. And so
那么，哎呀，耶稣最喜欢。
And that will please the Lord the most.
第三个人举手。
The third person raised his hand.
我正在 Boston Commons 正在发福音单张。
I'll be just passing my track at the Boston Commons.
耶稣一看，哎呀，好孩子，你在传福音，哎呀，我的心满足，我得荣耀。
The Lord would say, "You are a good boy because you are preaching the gospel, so my heart is satisfied."
后来我就问他们。
Then I asked them.
我说你们正在做这些事情的时候。
While you are doing this,
读经、祷告、传福音。
And reading, praying and spreading the gospel.
那么耶稣来的时候就是在白天哦，因为你们在做这些，没有人半夜在那边。我们在天上的父，除非他有很大的那个痛苦。
So you already prophesized the fact that he would have come during the daytime because he would never do so in the middle of the night.
我说你是白天，美国就是晚上呢。
At the daytime in Taiwan, it would be the nighttime in the United States.
那美国的基督徒怎么办
？What would the Christians of the United States be doing?
他们不能说半夜也捧着个圣经啊。
They cannot just hold on the Bibles continuously for 24 hours.
可以了，睡觉可以捧圣经，但睡觉不能看圣经。
You may be holding on to it, but you may not be reading it during sleep.
哎呀，问到最后
，Finally,
他说怎么办
？And what is the right answer?
那我说怎么办
？I ask him, what is the right answer?
他说只有一个办法。
And they said, well, there's only one way.
求耶稣来两次。
Is to ask him to come twice.
那么在台湾白天的时候来一次，在美国白天的时候再来一次。
Take the daytime on either side of Earth.
不可能，弟兄姊妹。
That's not possible.
答案是什么
？What is the right answer?
弟兄姊妹，请注意，这是个标准答案。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a standard answer.
主耶稣再来的时候，他 他怎么样能够得到最大的荣耀？
How would the Lord be most feeling most satisfying when he comes?
你在那个时候做该做的事情，上帝的心最满足。
When you are doing what you're supposed to do, what is correct for you to do, and he will be satisfied.
那个时候你该睡觉，你就好好睡觉。
It's time for you to sleep, you should be sleeping.
耶稣不会像对彼得一样说，干嘛还在睡觉，应该警醒片刻啊。
And he wouldn't say the same thing as he said to Peter, for example.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要成全他托付我们的事，我们可以荣耀他。
By completing what he has entrusted us to do, that means we satisfy him.
第三
，third，
我们看第五节。
Let's turn to verse five.
主耶稣在这里的祷告很有意思，好像没有别的这个原因，只是说父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。到底这个跟什么有关系？
And it seems to be a very simple verse. And what is this and related to what?
第一节到第五节是跟传福音有关。
Verse 1 through 5 are all related with preaching the gospel.
第四节是跟我们的职业、跟我们的生活有关。
Verse 4 related with our daily life.
第五节跟什么有关？
And what is then 5 related with?
那我们就要好好研究，到底约翰福音的作者，当他提到现在这两个字的时候是什么意思？
And then we have to pay attention to when the author of the gospel, according to John and John himself, when he mentioned about now, what does now mean?
第一节不是提到时候到了，然后第五节讲到现在，所以很明显的，这五节圣经里面跟时间有关系。
Clearly, it says in verse 1, for example, it says the time has come. So maybe it's related with time.
因为第一节说时候到了。第五节说现在，所以可见这个现在和神的荣耀有关系。
So the verse 1 says the time has come, and the verse 5 says now we believe both have to do with glorifying God.
因为在约翰福音里面，这个时间的观念是约翰福音很独特的一点。
Because the concept of a timeline is very characteristic.Of this gospel.
圣经教会哈，请大家看圣经哈。我们看第二章第四节。
Bible Church. So let's turn to chapter 2, verses 4.
你看耶稣说母亲我与你有什么相干，下面说什么，我的时候还没有到。
Verse 4 says, Dear woman, what do you have involved me? My time has not yet come.
好，请各位看第七章。
Chapter 7.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣对他们说，我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便。
The right time for me has not come yet, for your any time is right.
然后看第八节。
Then verse 8.
你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有到。
It says here, you go to the feast, I'm not yet going up to the feast, because for me, the right time has not yet come.
第七章三十节。
Verse 30 is of chapter 7.
他们就想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。
It says here, at this time they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his time has not yet come.
你弟兄姊妹有没有注意到，我们从约翰福音第二章开始就一直重复的出现这个时间的观念。
So starts from the second chapter of this gospel, and repetitively.It's mentioned about a concept of time, his time.
那么到底这个时候是指什么时候呢？
What kind of a time, what sort of a time are we talking about here?
圣经告诉我们说，圣经的启示是所谓 progression, progressive 的一个 revelation, 渐进的启示。
See, the gospels, the way the gospel is revealing is progressively revealing.
好，那我们看后面到十二章二十三节的时候。
Chapter 12, verse 23.
你看耶稣在这里说了一句什么话呢
？What did Jesus said here?
他说：“人子得荣耀的时候到。”
It says here, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
好，二十七节
，Verse 27.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。
It says here, now my heart is troubled, and what should I say, Father?Save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour.
弟兄姊妹，这时候是什么时候呢？
What is this hour or this time?
我们再看十二章二十三节。
Now let's turn to chapter 12.
人子得荣耀的时候到。
It's the time that the Son of Man to be glorified.
24节是我们都会背的一节圣经。
Yes, indeed, verse 24, many of us can memorize.
因为24节告诉我们说，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若落在地里死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
Unless a kernel, of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies,It produces many seeds.
所以很清楚的，在约翰福音里面讲到的时候，时候，时候，耶稣得荣耀的时候，是指着耶稣上十字架的那个时候说的。
So all these reference to time and the hour for the Son of Man to be glorified is referring to the time he was going to be nailed on the cross.
十三章第一节讲的更清楚。
Yes, indeed, on the first verse of chapter 13, it's even not more obvious.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
And says here, Jesus knew that the time has come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father.
所以，在约翰福音十七章第五节的现在，是指着耶稣开始要受难。
So here, this now on verse 5 signifies the beginning.Of his suffering.
那么我们把上帝的荣耀跟传福音连在一起，我们马上懂。
So if we relate preaching and glorifying God together, and we all understand.
然后我们想到这个上帝的荣耀跟我们的职业和生活的见证配在一起，解释一下，我们就会懂。
You can also understand how that we can do the best we can on whatever position we are, and it also means glorify God. You can understand that too.
但是苦难跟荣耀连在一起，这不是我们天性容易懂的事情。
It is rather difficult for a human nature to accept to put the glorifying God and the suffering of the Son of the Man together.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是圣经启示里面很重要的一个真理。
But this is indeed one of the most important revelations of our Bible.
我常常听到人家，当我传福音给人家，人家问我的一些问题。
I often recall this popular question.
如果有上帝
，If there is a God，
为什么现在还那么多的痛苦
？Why there's still suffering on
earth？ 如果有上帝
，If there's a God，
为什么有六四
？Why there would be a June 4th incident？
如果有有上帝。
If there is a God,
为什么中国人从1840年150多年，我们都是被称为苦难的中国？
For over 150 years, the Chinese are referred to as people suffering.
从鸦片战争1840年开始，
starting from the Opium War,
一直到今天，
until today,
这150多年来，
over 150 years,
我们看我们的同胞，
look at our kinsmen,
都在水深火热的里面。
They're all into deep tribulations.
他们的过的生活是如火如荼的生活。
The kind of sufferings that they have gone through.
上帝在哪里？
Where is God?
哪里可以把苦难跟荣耀连在一起？
How do we then relate and connect suffering and the glory?
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
这一些年来，
through those years,
我在心里面有个很深的一个感觉。
I have such a deep feeling.
今天这个时代的基督徒，
the Christians in this age,
我们知道在天亮以前是特别黑暗的，对不对？
Yes, indeed, it's the most dark before the daybreak.
我们现在看见越来越幽黑，越来越黑暗。弟兄姊妹，我们知道天有一天要亮。
The darker the world is, we know the closer we are.To the daybreak.
但是在这个苦难的过程当中，
yes, through the time of suffering,
我们要学习怎么样把荣耀归给神。换句话说，怎么样学习在苦难的里面让天父的心得到满足。
Yes, indeed, we need to be even more diligent to learn how to glorify God in the time of suffering.
我以前说，我们基督教的信仰不是看破红尘的信仰，是看透红尘的信仰。
I have mentioned before that our faith is not justTo see into the world, but see through this world.
对不对？我们今天一般的宗教说，哎呀，看破红尘。
And we can see into, we understand this world.
所以我们对这个世界就觉得很空。
So we see what's in this world is very empty.
所以四大皆空的思想，我们中国人很能够接受。
It's easily acceptable to Chinese to see the whole world is vanity but vanity.
但是从苦难的角度来说。
Yes, yet from another aspect of suffering.
从许多经过苦难有经历的人，他可以做见证。
For those who have suffered, they can be the testimony.
看破红尘也对，是看透红尘也对。
Whether you're able to understand, to see into it, or see through it,
为什么呢
？Correct.
为什么呢
？Why is it?
什么叫做看破呢
？What do we mean by see into?
我们所看到的是苦难。
We see the suffering.
但如果我们有一个属灵的眼睛，我看破这个苦难的时候
，But if I can go through, like my eyes can see through this thing,
我们就会发现，在这个苦难的包装的里面有上帝的福气和恩典。
If we can see into it, we see what's included in outwardly to be the suffering. There is the grace of God.
所以我们常常说，苦难是上帝拿来包装他的恩典的包装纸头。
Suffering maybe becomes a wrapping paper for his gifts.
当我们看破这个外面的包装纸的时候，我们可以看到里面真正价值的礼物是什么。
So if we can see through the wrapping paper, we can understand, appreciate the value inside the box.
什么叫做看透苦难？
What do we mean by we can see through this?
刚才我用礼物的包装纸来做比方。
I used the wrapping paper as an example.
那么现在我用天上的乌云来做比方。
And now I want to use the dark clouds as an example.
礼拜天我们起来。
As we get up early in the morning.
哎，看今天是阴天。
Sunday morning we see it's pretty dark.
为什么呢？因为上面有乌云密布。
Because there are much clouds covering above us.
但是我们都知道。
But we also know.
乌云的背后，太阳还在。
Behind the clouds, the sun is ever present.
如果你今天下午旅行，你坐飞机从 Logan 飞机场一飞，一冲破云层，就是晴空万里。
Give yourself a chance to take an airplane ride. As you can break through the cloud, you see the sun.
所以我们看见，虽然有苦难，但是我们知道，当我们看透苦难的时候，我们知道后面还是有神的恩典在。
So we can see through the suffering.We can also see the glory of God behind it.
所以我们相信苦难不是永远。
So we see the suffering is never perpetual.
过去这三年来，我对这一方面的感受很深。
And I have deep feelings in this area.
我记得在六四的时候。
I remember on that June 4th incident.
今天这位弟兄在这里，他说他有一次听见我在台上的祷告，他心里受感动。
And this brother who is here today, and he told me how he was moved when he heard my prayer.
因为在六四的时候，有一天我在这个讲台上为中国大陆执政掌权的人祷告。
Because during that time, I hear on this pulpit, I pray for those with authority in China.
去年
，a year ago，
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲。
I have shared this with you.
在整个礼拜堂里面
，throughout the whole church，
我是最有资格恨萨达姆·胡塞因的人。
I'm the one who has the most rights to hate Saddam Hussein.
因为我的儿子在他的欺负的阴影底下。
Because my son was fighting in the Persian Gulf, he was under the shadow of Saddam Hussein's power.
如果在全教会说今天要揭竿而起。把这一个呼声把它干掉，我是第一个有资格的人。
If you want to elect anyone who would be the hater, the one to hate Hussein the most, and I should be elected.
神的爱感动我。
But yet the Lord's love had moved me.
神的灵充满我。
His spirit had filled me.
有一天我在这个讲台上为萨达姆·胡塞因祷告。
One day I was standing on this pulpit, I prayed for him.
因为他也是神所爱的人。
Because he is also loved.
神爱世人。世人不包括他吗？
The Lord loved the whole world. The world includes Saddam Hussein.
当然不包括他，因为他不是人，因为他每天早上眼睛张开来，第一件事情祷告，祷告什么？
What do I pray first for the last 3 weeks?
我说主啊，
I said Lord,
把我们教会弟兄姊妹出入的平安交在你手里。
Give the peace and the safety.Of traveling and ins and outs of our people.
报纸、电视、radio， 我们所听到的都是在 New England 许许多多坏人做坏事的事情，特别做到我们东方人、中国人身上。
The Asians against Asians seems to be popular here in Boston today.
我有一天在为着弟兄姊妹的安全祷告的时候
，For our brothers and sisters' safety, I pray to that.
我突然不知道为什么，大概是说方言吧。我就祷告出一个不是我本来要祷告的话出来。
And suddenly I uttered out some words was not intended by myself.
我说主啊，我也为那些威胁我的弟兄姊妹安全的那些坏人祷告。
And also I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I also want to pray for those who have threatened others.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这样来荣耀神。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to do so to glorify our God.
荣耀神，荣耀神，不是嘴里面讲的。
The glorify God should not just stop stop at talking about.
最近我在看一本书，给我很大的帮助。
And I've been reading a book, and that has helped me tremendously.
唐佑之牧师写了一本那么厚的《苦难神学》。
The Theology of Suffering.
Reverend Tang had written a book translated. It's called The Theology of Suffering.
他写那么厚一本书，里面有一句话，好像很突，很凸显，那在我的眼睛里面。
And one of the things he wrote has made a deep impression on me.
他说苦难是经历，不是理论。他写了那么厚。
He says suffering is an experience, it's not theory.
我很同意他的看法。
I agree with him.
今天我们要荣耀主。
Today we need to glorify our Lord.
我们要不要传福音？
Are we going to preach the gospel, spread the gospel?
我们这个教会不传福音，这个教会不可能荣耀主。
And if we don't preach gospel.There's no way we can glorify God.
现在很新的这种荣耀有一天会过去。
And being a new church, any new churches will turn old in one day.
我告诉你，不久以后就要换灯泡了，证明这些灯泡都已经旧了。
You need to change light bulbs, for example.
因为这些东西会旧掉。
Things were going away.
一旧就没有荣耀。
The things that become old,
就没有荣耀了。
Will not have glory.
但是这个教会可以一直到主再来，都可以。荣耀主，除非这个教会好好的传福音。
Yet a good church can glorify the God to the end.
我昨天带一个牧师来看教堂。
And yesterday I brought another pastor to tour our church.
他进来的时候，我带他整个看了一遍。
I showed him off about the whole church.
突然他说：“哇，好冷啊！”
And suddenly he says, "It's kind of cold in here."
因为我们没有开暖气嘛。
Well, because we are not, we haven't turned on the heat.
我就顺口讲了一句话。
So I said something.
我说教堂如果没有人在里面，一定冷的。
A church without people must be cold.
我突然有这一句话，就一直在，哎呀，教堂如果没有人，当然是冷的。
Of course, a church without people is a cold church.
但是我今天做一点补充，要怎么样的人在教堂里面才会不冷呢？
And we have to.Qualify, what do we mean by people?
让我们这些人能够成全主所托付的，这样的人才能够满足主的心，温暖主的心。
The kind of people in the church need to be the people that can complete what the Lord has entrusted us to do, then we can satisfy, we can glorify God.
那么第三，这里让我们看到我们如何有一个正确的基督教的苦难观。
So the thirdly, we talked about the correct vision, a correct view of suffering.
十字架就是神的荣耀。
The cross is the glory of God.
我们唱281首。
Hymn number 281.
我们唱第一节，然后副歌多唱一遍。